This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The number of deaths globally from COVID-19 has surpassed the bleak milestone of 500,000. Right now, that figure is more than 502,000. Almost 126,000 of them are in the United States. There are 10.1 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.5 million in the U.S. The World Health Organization says the number of new cases set another daily record Sunday, 189,000, led by Brazil's 47,000 cases in a 24-hour period. Many health experts say the actual number of cases around the world may be much higher than reported due to a lack of testing and asymptomatic carriers. India and the United States are among parts of the world where a rise in coronavirus cases is prompting authorities to reimpose lockdown restrictions meant to stop the spread of the virus. India reported another record one-day increase in confirmed cases Monday with nearly 20,000. The country trails only the United States, Brazil, and Russia in total confirmed cases since the pandemic began late last year. Part of India's Assam state has reimposed its lockdown through July 12th, while West Bengal state extended its restrictions until the end of July. In the United States, Florida, Texas, California, and Arizona are among the states that have seen a spike in their cases. Florida's governor announced he's closing beaches again in his state and has stopped alcohol consumption at bars. The governors of Texas and California have also closed many bars. President Moon Jae-in in South Korea urged people to consider staggering their travel during vacation season to help with social distancing and prevent tourism industry workers from being overwhelmed. With 47 new cases Monday, South Korea continues to worry about a second wave of infections. This is VOA News. A survey released Monday says the coronavirus pandemic has left most Europeans wanting more cooperation between EU states, adding many believe the bloc failed during the crisis. The survey also finds most Europeans no longer see the United States as a reliable partner in a major shift from attitudes that date back to World War II. The responses are part of a poll of 11,000 people carried out by the European Council on Foreign Relations in late April and early May, that in conjunction with European newspapers, the crisis might have its biggest impact on how Europeans view their place in the world. 60% of Europeans said their opinions of the U.S. had worsened, while 48% said they thought more negatively of China. Scientists have cautioned people not to be overly optimistic that a vaccine for the coronavirus is imminent. As many as 15 governments and medical laboratories are making a serious effort to develop a coronavirus vaccine, with the first widespread trials expected to begin next month in the United States. British researchers have said they plan to test a vaccine in Brazil in August. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has said a vaccine could be available as soon as the end of the year. Rescue officials say at least 30 people are dead and a dozen more are missing after a ferry capsized and sank Monday in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. It happened when the Morning Bird was hit from behind by another ferry around 9:30 a.m. local time during the busy morning rush hour when the country's largest river port is packed. A diver in the fire brigade says 50 people were on board and that rescue divers are still searching. He says three of the bodies they have recovered are children. Six people are dead after authorities say Baluch separatists opened fire and hurled a grenade at the Pakistan Stock Exchange in Karachi Monday. The local police chief says four security guards, a police officer, and a bystander died in the melee, and that all four assailants are also dead. Karachi police said in a statement they, quote, have recovered modern automatic weapons and explosive materials from the terrorists, end quote. Authorities say at least 12 people are dead and 10 others missing after 2 days of heavy rains in southwestern China. More than 7,000 people in one particular county in Sichuan province have been evacuated from their homes, which were inundated by flash floods. The flooding triggered by the heavy rains damaged a highway and sent several cars into a river. Starbucks is the latest company to say it will pause social media ads after a campaign led by civil rights organization called for an ad boycott of Facebook, saying it doesn't do enough to stop racist and violent content. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.